From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Jean Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Produced by John Rich.
G-R-O-S, how red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith.
Hi, Ma.
Oh, hi, Gloria.
Something smells good. What's that?
Sliced tongue. I was gonna put it in Archie's lunchbox this morning, but he said he wouldn't eat nothing that come out of a cow's mouth.
What'd he want instead?
Couple of hard-boiled eggs.
Gloria ponders, then shrugs. Edith shreds lettuce into a bowl.
Gloria, would you get me a plastic bag?
Mother, right in front of you.
Oh.
Something bothering you?
No, nothing, Gloria.
Sure, Ma, you've been acting kind of funny for the past few days. Something on your mind?
No, nothing. What on earth would be on my mind?
She puts the beef tongue in the cupboard.
Well, I don't know, Ma, but I think you want to put the tongue in the refrigerator.
Oh, thank you, Gloria. I better set the table.
I'll help you.
Shh!
Gesundheit.
Thanks, Ma. What day is it?
It's Wednesday.
We're gonna get a letter.
Edith frowns.
If you sneeze on Monday, you sneeze for danger. Sneeze on Tuesday, kiss a stranger. Sneeze on Wednesday, sneeze for a letter.
I never heard that before. What's the rest of it?
Sneeze on Wednesday, sneeze for a letter. Sneeze on Thursday, something better. Sneeze on Friday, sneeze for sorrow. Sneeze on Saturday, see your sweetheart tomorrow.
What about Sunday?
There ain't no sneeze for Sunday.
Sunday was a day of owl rest.
Gloria smirks at Michael.
Sorry.
Gloria, will you help me clear the table?
Ma, I'm helping you set the table.
That's right.
Ma, are you keeping something secret from us?
Me? Keep secrets from you?
She runs into the kitchen.
We better find out what's going on.
Yeah. Ma, are you in some kind of trouble?
No, and I can't tell you what it is.
Ma! Is it a letter? Is that what you're worried about, a letter?
Well, since you guessed part of it, I'll tell you the rest.
Reaching under the counter, she pulls out a cigar box and opens it.
Look.
Wow.
Oh, look at all those quarters. You must have been saving them for months. That's a lot of money.
$47.75. And it ain't mine.
Well, where'd you get it?
Here, read this.
She hands Gloria a box top.
Keep in tune with sweetheart prunes.
I sent a coupon to the prune company from the box top, and they're supposed to send me a free quarter, and they did. And the next day they sent me another quarter. And then the next day it started coming in bunches. And it's still coming.
You know what that is? It's a computer foul-up.
Yeah, Ma, it's the company's fault, not yours.
Well, I know, Gloria, but it ain't right to keep them. They ain't mine. It's like stealing.
Ma, make it easy. Why don't you just send the quarters back?
I tried that, Mike, and every quarter I sent back, they sent me two more.
They probably just fed the computer wrong.
Well, they never stop.
Maybe they fed it some sweetheart prunes.
Well, I'm going to tell Archie about it tonight.
No, Ma, whatever you do, don't tell Archie.
But I have to.
Ma, if you tell Archie, he's going to want to spend it.
Yeah, and he's got no right to spend it.
Well, he did eat most of the prunes.
Ma, I know how hard it is for you not to blab, but please don't tell Daddy.
Oh, hello, Archie. I'm so glad to see you, and I got nothing.
She runs back into the kitchen.
What's with her? Every day this week, she's been nuttier than the day before. Something bothering her?
I haven't noticed anything.
Well, you wouldn't notice nothing unless it was covered with food. Oh, what's the matter with your mother? Every morning, she's burning my toast on. You know what happened last night? I found her laying over on my side of the bed. She never done that before. I couldn't believe it. I jumped in. I thought I landed on a beach ball. Ada, get in here.
Dinner in a few minutes.
Wait a minute. Ada, I want to talk to you now. What is the matter? Where are you going?
Edith scurries back to the dining room.
Come here. Stay.
She stops meekly.
Well, what is all this about?
You mean the quartets from the prune company?
Edith clasps her mouth.
Huh? I think you should cook a dinner.
Yeah. Hey, Edith runs out again.
Will you stop running? Get over here and stand still. Did I just hear you say something about prunes and quarters?
Yeah, Archie, I'll tell you all about it. Here it is, the whole story, right in this box.
She opens the cigar box.
Jeez, look at all the quarters here. Eat it.
He pours them on the table.
Oh, how much money is that?
$47.75. All I done was send in a coupon to the prune company.
You sent a coupon to a prune company?
Yeah, and they were supposed to send me one quarter, and they did. But then they started coming every day, sometimes four and five, and I can't stop it.
Why would you want to stop it?
Archie spreads the coins.
Oh, really? I think you found a goose that laid the golden prune.
He scoops the coins back in the box.
After supper, we'll decide how we spend, huh?
Archie, we can't spend this money in 8 hours. It didn't come to me honest.
Hey, don't tell me that. I don't want to hear nothing about how you got it. I don't want to hear nothing I got to deny later.
You know, you sound just like Haldeman and Ehrlichman.
And you sound like that Hebe Congressman Sam Oving.
They follow Archie to the living room.
Pay no attention to
him.
He did, man. The first thing I want you to know is I ain't mad at you. Now, will you two get away from me here? Come over here. Now, all I want to know is this. You say the quarters are still coming in?
Oh, yeah. They're up to $8 a week now.
$8 a week? Eat it. Let me see. That means over $400 a year. That's in 10 years. That's over $4,000. That ain't counting interest. No. Forget about the interest. You can't get that. Of course, that would come from a savings bank. See, and then it'd be wrecked as we get mixed up with the inflated revenue.
Eat it.
I know what we got to do. We got to do the right thing with this money.
Good, Archie.
We got to spend it.
We can't spend it. That money ain't ours.
Edith, don't say that. Don't even think that, Edith. I just turn right around, go back in the kitchen and get dinner on the table, eh?
Daddy, you gotta send that money back to the prune company.
You and go and help your mother get dinner on the table.
But Daddy, we'll get dinner on now.
You're cheating that company, Arch. You're cheating that company.
Oh, come on. Don't you think big companies are always cheating little people like us? What about that big company last year offering a free trip to Hawaii and two free cars and never delivered on nothing? You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. I was the one who told you about it.
Well?
You said, so what? That's the American way.
Well, that is the American way. And this is the other American way, getting even on that American way.
Go ahead, cheat the companies, let the companies cheat you. Meanwhile, there's no more human contact left. The whole country's being ruled by machines.
Ah, get out of here, will you? You're always singing the blues about the country. Let me tell you something. This country ain't ruled by machines. This country is ruled by our president.
There you go, Arch, proving my point again.
Ah, there he goes. Taking another rap at poor Richard E. Nixon. Listen, buddy. That ain't rapping, Mr. Nixon, call him a machine. That's a compliment. You know why? Because machines are great. And American machines are the greatest. American machines are what keeps this country number one and ahead of the rest of the world. What do you want to be like, the chinks counting up things on beads? Give me computers anytime.
Arch, don't you see what computers are doing? They're making everything depersonalized. I mean, if something goes wrong, if you got a complaint, wouldn't you rather talk to a human being face to face?
Sure I would, but all I got is you.
Do you
I was trying to make a point, but I guess the one on top of your head beat me to it.
Will you get away from me?
Arch, don't you see, if things keep going the way they are, pretty soon computers are going to be doing all our thinking for us.
So what? If computers can do it better than us, then what's the difference?
None to you, Arch, because you haven't been thinking for years.
Listen, buddy, I work for a living. I don't have to think.
That makes sense.
Here's a letter from the Veterans Administration Special Delivery.
Well, give me it.
No, it's addressed to me.
Why would the VA be writing to you, Edith? You ain't a veteran.
I got a death benefit coming.
You got a what?
A death benefit.
A death? Edith, that means you're collecting on some kind of insurance, Edith. This is a red letter day for us. Look at this, $47 worth of quarters. And now somebody died. Who died?
Edith scans the letter.
You did.
Edith gapes at Archie, who grabs the letter from her.
Yes, operator, I'm still holding.
Here's your toast, Gloria.
Thanks, Ma. You're looking kind of tired. You know, did you sleep well last night?
Not too good. I had an awful nightmare about Archie really being dead. And he got mad at me.
In the dream?
No, when I woke him up to make sure he was alive.
Hey, Ma, I got through to the prune company in Buffalo. Hello? Is this Mr. Henderson? Yeah, good. I'm calling you for my mother-in-law, Mrs. Archie Bunker. She sent you a letter about a week ago. Right, about the $47.75. Well, she's sending you a money order by mail. And hello? Hello? Operator? Who's this? What? Stolen chickens are loose on Interstate 27? Who is this? Who am I talking to? The Lubbock, Texas Police Department? I don't want to talk to you. I was talking to the prune company in Buffalo. No, I'm not kidding. Officer, will you get off the line, please? We got the lines. Hello? Who is this? Oh, Mr. Henderson. Hi, how are you? Yeah, we got... No, forget the chickens. That wasn't me. That was some cop in Texas. Yeah, I was calling you about the lady with the quarters. Right, yeah. Now, please, don't send her any more quarters, all right? Good. Okay, thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you, Mike.
Some sanity. The whole country's got the lines crossed.
Can't you keep nothing running in this house? The bulb in the bathroom is going dim up there. I'm shaving, and I don't even know which part of me I'm slicing off.
Daddy, there's been another brownout.
Oh, gee, I wish I could get my hands on a guy in this city that cuts the juice at the wrong time.
It's no guy, Arch. It's another computer. They got machines to figure everything out, just like they figured out you were dead.
Lay off, Dad, will you?
Why are you wearing a tie today? Is something special going on at work?
Yeah, something very special, Edith. I ain't going to work. I'm calling in sick.
Archie, you ain't starting to feel sick.
Oh, stop it. I'm fine.
Hey, it's like the Twilight Zone. Maybe that letter got here a little early.
Tell your husband to shut up. I'm fine.
I don't know, Daddy. You came home yesterday saying you were half dead.
Why don't the two of you use do-do-do-do out the door?
I haven't had a sweet roll yet.
Have your sweet roll on the subway. Go to work.
Where were you going all dressed up?
Go down to the Veterans Administration and you're going with me. I gotta get my debt wiped out.
That's a lot easier said than done, Arch. Once those computers make a mistake, it's a fact. I think you're dead.
Archie studies Michael and Gloria as they put on their coats.
I thought you just do into the subway.
You know something? If I wasn't an atheist, I'd say that big computer in the sky is doing everything this week just to prove my point.
What faith?
That machines are ruining this country. Look, you're dead. The subways keep breaking down. There's a brownout every other day. Mars Prunes keep sending her quarters. Before I'm trying to get Buffalo on the phone, I get Lubbock, Texas. I think you're dead.
What are you trying to get Buffalo on the phone for?
I think you're dead, too.
What?
You're dead.
Why are you
they leave.
To get Buffalo on the phone for? Why is he trying to get Buffalo on my phone?
See, I asked him to call the prune company in Buffalo so they'd stop sending me quarters.
Say that again.
I asked Mike to call the prune company in Buffalo so they wouldn't send
Tanya Quarters, I hate you.
Why did you do that? You did all that money coming in. Ah, well, you couldn't help yourself. You don't know no better. At least we got the $47 worth of quarters we can spend, huh?
No, Archie, we ain't got that neither. I sent them that in the money order yesterday.
You done that too, honey.
What's the matter, Archie?
You should have kept the quarters and sent back the prunes.
Archie races upstairs. Edith answers the front door.
Mr. Whitehead!
A white-haired man gazes solemnly.
What are you doing here?
When loved ones go to eternal rest, Whitehead funerals are the best.
Oh, that's what everybody says. Well, this is quite a surprise. We don't see you too often.
True, dear lady, true. Still, time is a way of bringing us all together in the end.
Well, come in,
Thank you. I want you to know, Mrs. B, as soon as I got the news about good old Larch, I came right over.
You heard about the prunes?
Is that what did it?
Well, that's the way it all started. Sit down. How did you hear about that?
Yeah, well, in our business, we got to keep an ear close to the ground, you know? You know, undertaking is a very competitive game. If you knew what I had to pay out for those computer lists...
Really?
But when it comes to a guy like good old Arch, who's going to count the cost? Nothing but the best for the widow bunker.
Mr. Whitehead, Archie ain't dead.
And he'll never be dead to me or you or the boys at the lodge. And that's why I have to recommend nothing less than a Model 33B casket. We call it Peace with Honor. It's a very nice model. It's lead bottom, red satin lining, with kind of like a starlight effect under the lid.
Mr. Whitehead, Archie is still with us.
His spirit will be with us always.
Edith glances upstairs. Whitehead flips through his binder.
Mrs. B, I know this ain't easy for you, but to kind of ease the pain of you having to come down to the showroom, you know, to look over the unit, I brought my sample book with me.
Archie now, walks behind them.
This here is a picture of our model, Peace with Honor. Now, ain't that something, huh?
You know, I think I'd like the chocolate box number over here.
Whitehead jumps up.
What are you doing here?
I'm just trying to make a buck. Your name turned up on my list.
Yeah, that's just like you, Whitehead, trying to get me into the ground while I'm still twitching. Come on, here you.
Archie, look at it. Oh,
it ain't your fault. Here, get your coat and let's go before this guy embalms me.
Archie, can I give you a lift?
Get away from me.
Later, in an office.
Sorry to keep you folks waiting, but I finally found your file. Don't worry, Mrs. Bunker. We here at the Veterans Administration understand these problems very well. Now, the first thing I need to know is... where is your husband buried?
My husband ain't buried.
Well, we'll certainly take care of that.
Where's the body?
Hey, Mac, I'm the body. I'm her husband.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, no? Am I your husband?
Oh, yeah.
I'm her husband. I'm alive, believe me.
Mr. Bunker, I believe you're alive. You believe it. Your wife believes it. But now we've got to get the computer to believe it, too. Dundee here. Can you get me a quick check on 2-357-58? Thank you. Oh, you don't know what we're up against. We have to wipe out this tape and reprogram it. You've given us a lot of overtime here.
Well, don't blame me, Mac. I mean, I didn't commit suicide. Your computer bumped me off.
Well, let me show you just how complicated this is. This is your card from our deceased file.
Oh, I hate that.
And each of these little holes has a meaning all its own. This is your life, Archie Bunker.
Archie stares at the computer punch card.
Bunch of holes.
That's what it comes down to. And you see that little hole here?
Yeah.
That's the one that means you're dead.
Fill that in, will you?
Hello, Dundee. Yes? What? -57 instead of -58? Well, thank you. One number out of place. Mr. Bunker, you're the victim of a slip digit. You're not dead at all.
Well, there, I'm off the death list anyway.
No, not yet. Not until you receive official confirmation in the mail.
Oh.
Well, ain't this nice? It means nobody died.
Well, a man named Archie Binker died.
Oh, that's too bad.
What do you mean, too bad? You want me to be dead?
Archie, I don't want nobody to be dead.
Edith, somebody's got to be dead. That's life.
Later, Archie brings in the mail.
Here, nothing from the VA. And that creep Dundee told me 3 days ago he's going to fill my hole in.
Is there anything for me?
No, not for you, meathead. Just for your mother-in-law. Sympathy cards.
Michael nods.
Those people probably found out you're still alive.
Archie turns to Edith.
Are you talking on the phone there?
Excuse me, please. It's a man from the Welcome Mat Real Estate Company.
What do they want?
He wants to know if I want to sell the house. He says lots of widows sell
the
house.
Give me the phone. Give me that phone. Hello, this is Archie Bunker talking to you from the grave. Wish you was here.
Archie hangs up. He lumbers to his armchair.
When are these creeps gonna get off my back?
Not until the computer takes you off the death list.
Arch,
it's machines talking to other machines.
Well, it could be worse, Archie. Think of poor Mr. Binker.
Yeah. I'm sitting here waiting for somebody to tell me I'm alive. He's laying in the ground somewhere, waiting for somebody to tell him he's dead.
That's right. Meanwhile, Archie Binker is still alive on hundreds of lists all over the country. I'm telling you, there is no respect for human dignity anymore. Pretty soon, we're not going to be names, just numbers. It's 1984.
Ah, shut up. You don't even know what year it is.
A book written by George Orwell.
You leave me
alone. I'm telling you, we got to stop before it's too late.
Give us your letter.
What?
From the Veterans Administration.
Give me the letter. Here it is. What are you talking about here? Let me see. Here, eat it. I can't read it. I got my glasses here.
Read it.
All right, meathead. See what the computer turned up here, huh? You're not going to computer. Turn your ears this way. Listen. All right, eat it. Read it from the top line.
Veterans Administration, Maine.
No, don't read the letterhead. Start with says, dear sir.
It don't say dear sir.
Well, whatever it says,
dear. Dear Alice Bunker.
Yes.
At least you're not dead, Miss Bunker.
Michael grins at Edith while Archie glowers.
May I speak to Mr. Henderson, please? Oh, hello, Archie. How was your day?
Who are you on the phone to?
The Prune Company in Buffalo.
What, they sending you more quarters?
No, now they're sending me prunes.
Behind her are two stacks of packing boxes. Archie leans against the wall with a queasy grimace. Directed by John Rich and Bob Lahindro. Written by Lloyd Turner and Gordon Mitchell and Don Nickel. Story editors Michael Ross and Bernie West. Executive producer Norman Lear.
All in the family? family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Jack Grimes, Whitehead. James O'Rear, Dundee. Associate producer, Gene Marcione. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1973, Tandem Productions, Incorporated. CBS, recorded at Television City, Hollywood, California. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production.